This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, Alexei Navalny, has died, according to Russian prison officials. He was 47 years old, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an apparently cheerful mood, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny joked as he made a remote appearance at a court in Khabarovsk. This recording via Sotavision was made just a day before his apparent death. Leaders from around the world have responded with suspicion to the news. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said,
Russia has serious questions to answer.
Navalny, who was serving a 19-year sentence on charges of extremism, felt unwell after a walk, according to the Federal Penitentiary Service. It said emergency services were unable to revive him. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. officials say they're working to confirm the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
His death in a Russian prison and the fixation and fear of one man only underscores the weakness and rot at the heart of the system that Putin has built. Russia's responsible for this.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday at the Munich Security Conference after the Russian prison service said Russia's most prominent opposition leader collapsed and died on Friday after the walk at the Arctic penal colony where he was serving a long jail term. Supporters of Navalny said they could not confirm he was dead, but that if he was, then they believed he had been killed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has signed a bilateral security agreement with Germany and plans to sign another with France. It's a strong signal of long-term support as Kyiv works to shore up Western support nearly 2 years after Russia launched its full-scale war. This is VOA News.